keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A disturbing trend among local teens in Liberal is drawing serious police attention. JP Bizet has details.
Police are investigating a group of teens calling themselves a gang and allegedly committing serious crimes like kidnapping, assault, and property damage. Videos show victims being ambushed, taped up, shot with Orbeez guns, and even shocked with jumper cables. Police say these are not pranks, they're felony crimes. Under Kansas law, this group may qualify as a criminal street gang. Anyone with info should contact the Liberal Police Department.
A task force in Seward County has been honored as the 2024 Drug Unit of the Year by the Kansas Narcotics Officers Association for their work against drug trafficking. The task force was established last year and seized more than 50 pounds of methamphetamine and cocaine in its first year. One narcotics investigation led to three children ages 9, 6, and 5 months being removed from a home where drugs are being stored and packaged. All three children were placed in protective custody. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, Saturday, April 26th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Chance for storms today, otherwise cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 60. North winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows level off around 48. Tonight, slight chance for showers. Chance of rain showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 59. Cloudy skies expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 48 degrees.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
With the 32nd pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Josh Simmons, tackle, Ohio State.
That's right. The Chiefs went with offensive tackle Josh Simmons out of Ohio State, coming off of a torn patellar tendon, but they did trade back from 31 to 32 in the process and gain a pick as well. They gained the 164th overall pick in the fifth round of the draft, and that sets them up with another draft pick, and expect more trades to possibly happen as day two of the draft is set for tonight and day three is Saturday. Day two consists of rounds two and three, and the final 4 through 7 rounds will be held on Saturday. Tonight they have three picks. Round 2, pick 63. Round 3, pick 66 from the Legarius Sneed trade. And pick 95 in the third round. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, Saturday, April 26th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Golf and track dominate area competition today as the Phillipsburg Track and Field Meet will be held with Beloit, Russell Hill City, Smith Center, Norton, Hayes, TMP, and Plainville competing. Field events begin at 3, running events at 5. At the Kayser Relays at Osborne, field events start at 3, running events at 4. Beloit JV, Clifton Clyde, Christian Family, Educators out of Colby, Ellis, Lakeside, Logan, Natoma, Northern Valley, Osborne, Palco, St. John, Stockton, Sylvan Lucas, Thunder Ridge, Tipton Catholic. Senior Eli Johnson of Beloit, a 6'6", 240-pound phenom of an athlete, has signed with Wichita State. He was second in the Kansas Relays with a PR in state, leading an all-class of 187 feet in the discus. He was fifth in the Kansas Relays with a PR in state, leading all-class throw of 57 feet, 6 1/4 inches. He led the football team to a 9-3 record this past year in sub-state loss to Southeast Saline. 17 tackles for loss, 68 total tackles, 21 solo, 5.2 tackles per game, 6 sacks. He was named 2024 Sports in Kansas 2A Defensive Player of the Year. He was also in the top 11 by the Kansas Football Coaches Association Player of the Year. He had 119 tackles in his career, 22 tackles for loss, 10 sacks. In basketball, he led the Trojans with a 17-5 record, averaging 20.8 points per game. He had 3 30-plus point games, including 35 in the sub-state semifinal win over Holcomb. He had 7.2 rebounds per game and shot 37%. From three-point land. And Beloit softball will be at Plainville today at 4 p.m. for a doubleheader. And the Beloit Invitational Golf Tournament scheduled for yesterday has been moved to today at 2 p.m. at the Beloit Country Club. Class 3A Kansas Golf Association rankings, Wichita number one, Heston, Wichita Trinity, Goodland, Caney Valley, and Beloit. This has been John Bowden for Katy Country 94, Z96.3 The Lake.